The lead singer of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot is languishing somewhere in Russia's prison system, though friends and family are having trouble finding out where. In September, Nadia Tolikonikova announced she was going on a hunger strike to protest the condition of her imprisonment, which she likened to slavery. She's since been moved to Siberia. Even her husband doesn't know her whereabouts. Pussy Riot was convicted of hooliganism, you'll remember, after the members performed a protest song inside a Moscow cathedral. These harsh punishments have focused attention on the close relationship between church and state in Russia. And it's that relationship that Andrew West explores on today's episode of the Religion and Ethics Report. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
How does this relationship between the Orthodox Church and the Kremlin manifest itself more broadly?
Well, it manifests itself in some very direct ways. The church has been a leader in lobbying for this legislation that governs so-called non-traditional marriage. It's also been lobbying for legislation to limit the rights of divorce among Russians. But I think more broadly, Fran, there's a doctrine of what's called Caesaropapism, and that is the idea of Caesar before the Pope. Now, of course, we're talking here about the Orthodox Church, but the principle remains the same, that throughout the ages, throughout many forms of governance in Russia, be it under the Tsars or under the Soviets, the role of the church was in many ways to support the Kremlin, to support the government of the day. And then, of course, you have the very overt displays of religiosity by Vladimir Putin himself. So that is a very strong manifestation of the connection, this very tight relationship between church and state in Russia.
And so this was evident even during the most depressive years of communism?
Yes,
Yes,
absolutely. You would perhaps naturally think that the church and state were at odds during the years of the Soviet Union. It is certainly true that Stalin closed down the major cathedral in Moscow. That is correct. But at the same time, even Stalin knew the sort of moral suasion that the Orthodox Church held in Russia. And during the Soviet period, there was an estimated 80 to 85% of the clergy were either active collaborators or generally sort of cooperated with the KGB. I mean, the church itself was an official ministry, and I think it really remains an official ministry of the Soviet state. And, you know, the patriarchs were widely regarded to be full KGB agents. I mean, various secret diaries and defectors' testimony have testified to this. So, yes, even during the Soviet period, this relationship was close.
But not all were on board, and that's what you're going to be looking at today. You're looking at a famous Orthodox priest who embodied resistance to the state.
Yes, Father Dmitry Dudko. He is a fascinating figure, the figure who is a central character in a new book by the author Oliver Bulow. He lived his life and went through everything that his country, which was the Soviet Union, did. He was born, I think, in 1922 and survived famine. He was in a gulag at the insistence of the Stalinists for 8 years. He came out and in the 1960s started to become a very, very prominent dissident and critic of the system. So, yes, his life embodies not only the Russian story, but also this very different role that some members of the church have taken as dissidents.
Andrew, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Fran.
Andrew West, and more on this, the relationship between church and state in Russia, on the Religion and Ethics Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 9.